From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha, aloha kako, and welcome to Saturday Morning with Nā Kai e Walu, Hawaiian music and mana'o, till 10 o'clock this morning. Vicky Holtakamine is what she doing this week, kahone?
Auntie Vicky is still out of town doing hula workshops on the continent, and we'll be back next week.
Yay, that'll be fun. Hey, how was your week?
You know, Noi, my week was really filled. You know, of course, you know, I've started work at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs as their community outreach specialist in Hawaiian governance. So that keeps me busy.
I ran out of breath.
But on Sunday, I attended a very interesting event, and we had the people on our show on Saturday, and that was Laho Iho Ieya. It was a great event, well attended. I think over the next couple of years, we'll see what we can do in building that attendance.
But is it really a family thing?
It was very much a family
Thomas
thing
Square,
at
right?
Thomas
mm-hmm.
Square. We had half of the property there. And, you know, they did a lot of historical, you know, reliving the historical moments of the history of Laho Iho Ieya. Mm-hmm. The Hawaiian flag went up and the British flag came down, and we stood in a circle, and it was, you could just feel that everybody's heart was just pumping at that point, and it was... And people had different organizations that were represented there. And, of course, they had food and they had wonderful entertainment throughout the day. And it was interesting because the entertainment were what we referred to as grassroots entertainers who sang songs of sovereignty. And
oh, you had a group from the Big Island,
yeah,
too, right?
Yes, yes. Skippy Iowani was there. So it was a great day, and it was a wonderful way to spend a Sunday afternoon. What about you? What did you
do? Thanks for the report. Well, you know what? I went out to Ma'o Farms in Lualua.
Oh, that's always wonderful.
I'm telling you, yes. Those guys just really got it going.
They do.
And now they're expanding 11 more acres. But I know right now they are at KCC Farmers Market and probably just mobbed over there. Their tents. So, hey, you guys, just sending a little shout out to you folks from Ma'o Farms. We're going to have a fun day today. We have a really special guest who's going to take us through the past and into the future with entertainment in Waikiki. So you stay with us here. It's Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
All right, this next song I would like to do for you is a song, an original song, a song entitled Tropical Lady.
She's my lady, she's my baby, she's my woman, Lord above her, and I love her till the end of time. And I love her till the end of time. Said I love her till the end of time. Her lips are kissed by the sweet morning mist. Her eyes are bright as a full moon at night. She's my lady, my tropical baby, and she's mine, yes, until the end of time. My tropical lady, my island baby, said I love her till the end of time. Said I love her till the end of time. Lord above, said I love her till the end of time. But I don't know what to say to her, and I don't know what to do. But there's one thing I know, girl, she's my tropical lady, my island baby. She's my woman, Lord above, and I love her till the end of time. And I love her till the end of time. I said I love her till the end of time. Tropical lady, my island baby, and she's my woman, Lord above, and I love her till the end of time, and I love her till the end of time, and I love her till the end of time, but I don't know what to say. Tropical lady, I love you, my island baby. Said I love her till the end of time. Said I love her till the end of time. Said I love her till the end of time. Said I love her to the end of time. Until the end of time. I love you.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands with Hawaiian music and manao every Saturday morning. Kahoʻone Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest this morning, someone who has been an entertainment visionary for Hawaii, really. Now, Tihari Productions has shows on every island as well as internationally. Help me welcome Sha Kuʻupuaʻala Thompson.
Aloha, Sha.
Ai, aloha ya olua, o noe, o kahoʻone.
Mahalo
Thank
for being
you for
with
having
us.
Me.
You know, Sha, you're such an interesting individual that I've known over a number of years.
So many.
Yeah. And Sha and I go back a long time. We always try to fit in Saimin. It's
yes.
our favorite thing to
Every
do.
Every chance we
get
can.
Get everybody caught up on, mm-hmm. on what's happening. But Sha, tell us a little bit about who is Sha Thompson?
I tell you what, I am a kupuna first. I have 13 grandchildren. I've been a mother, of course, for a long time, and I get kidded about that because my children say, enough, ma, enough. But, you know, counsel. My whole thing now is handing over the torch to my children to run the 10 shows that we have throughout the state, and then, of course, umpteen relatives within the business. My favorite thing now is staying home and reading to the mo'opuna. And I read and read and read day, night, whatever. They all know the favorite stories that I have for them. So having been in business for 40 years and 1,000 employees on every island, primarily we are a Polynesian company. But more recently, I've had the opportunity to hone in on my home culture, on Hawaiiana at the highest level, because it's hit us that, you know, Hawaii's people, we're the host people. And so that should be displayed first and foremost. And that's what I've been trying to do. And our shows will say that, especially the one, the Aha Aina at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
And you're a graduate of?
Oh, you're asking for that. Absolutely. Everybody, chin up. Farrington High School in Kalihi. Thank you very much.
And still a Kalihi tita.
Yes.
We'll be back with more. We're welcoming Sha Kuʻupuaʻala Thompson to the table this morning. So you go refill your cup of coffee. Make sure you come back and join us again at Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. This is the Visionary Radio Network.
I'm driving in my car, I turn on the radio, I'm pulling you close, you just say no, you say you don't like it, but girl you're a liar, cause when we
keep
but your heart stays cool. Romeo and Juliet.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Thank you. sekali ya kunei ya oe ya eho imai kauala e pili e ku sweetly o ina
There you go. That's for you driving into Kona to go shopping today. All right. And a big shout out to all of you now. The Kauai Music Festival is this weekend. I know you had a fantastic night last night. They had Jake Shimobukuro, Ken Makuakane, Paula Funga with Mike Love, Everything Kahoone. And tonight they've got another concert going on. It's all happening at the Hilton Kauai Beach. So you might want to check that out. Have a great time, you guys, from all of us here at Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Nā kekahi e ho ulumai. Nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana aka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Catherine Sato, the Kailua branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. One of the most important things people can do to make sure they stay on track to reach their financial goals is to involve someone else in the process. Find someone, like a family member or a good friend, to encourage you to be accountable for your goals. Share your goals and talk about your plan. Remember, a plan isn't meant to be written in stone. It's a living document that should change as things in your life change. Review your plan when you have significant life changes, anticipate any roadblocks, and make sure to leave room for flexibility in your financial plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Mm-hmm.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Your Hawaiian weekend begins right here with Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. Vicky Holtakamine on vacation today, so kahoone panoke and noe tanigawa at the kitchen table.
Here we are with our coffee. And Noe, are you having tea today?
Having tea. Decided to go with the English breakfast.
Okay.
Well, I need a real kick this morning.
But you know, Shaw Thompson, you have been involved in the entertainment scene in Waikiki 40 years ago, and you have seen Waikiki transcend from the Beach Boy days. Mm. And I know you had a very close affiliation with Don Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And you have seen it come to where it is today. Mm-hmm. How has that affected your business? And how do you deal with that competition that with all the other entertainment that, you know, wants to come here in Hawaii?
I am very protective of Waikiki, and I know a lot of people don't understand Waikiki, but I've been in Waikiki for 40 years, and my mission now especially is to make sure we have host people there, because 40 years ago when Mo Keali and I would walk down Kalakaua Avenue at 2 in the morning laughing, and he with his ukulele, and stopping at the corner and saying, "Hey, hey, I got one idea. Here's this song I just wrote. Dance this one. Listen to the words. Dance this one. Right on Kalakaua, right on the beach." And the venues there, there are not many venues there. And so you cannot go every block and see a ukulele player or a trio or a steel guitar player. And that I miss. And I was there when it was all happening.
What did it feel like?
Well, it felt natural. It felt real. And I don't know when we changed. I just know, and I don't mean we, I mean the scene changed. And the whole sentiment of not having our kind of music and our people everywhere. We were everywhere. I mean, Haunani Kalewai was at the Royal, and Alfred Apaka was down at the Hilton.
Kuili.
And Kuili was up with us at the Pukapuka Otea, and he was upstairs with Sterling Mossman. And, I mean, many, many, many everywhere. And it wasn't a matter of, and that's when you didn't have to sell Hawaii. You said Hawaii, and you could make some money. And then I don't know if we got regulated or I don't know what happened, but there are very few Hawaiian shows left in Waikiki. I'm happy to say there's a kind of a renaissance around the corner. I know of two Hawaiian shows there now, Hawaiian shows. But well, we used to give them for a while. All of Polynesia, that's what they asked for. And if you got 7 kids to send to college like I did, you gave them what they wanted. And I'm very proud to be a part of the whole tourism scene. But I think we're beginning to effectuate what we've always wanted to do, which is present Hawaiiana first. And Hawaiiana, by the way, is a phrase coined by Auntie Nona Beamer, which kind of encompasses what we feel about our song and dance.
And maybe we can have some of that in Waikiki.
Yes, well, I'm sure.
We are talking with the entertainment visionary for all of Hawaii and for Waikiki in particular, Sha Ku'upua'ala Thompson, co-founder of Tihari Productions with her husband Jack. It's Hawaii's longest-running entertainment empire. And, you know, for once I wish we had a video, really, because such a gracious, beautiful, stylish, she keeps calling herself a kupuna, gracing us at the kitchen table today. This is Nakai Evalu.
Kahonua kilaea I ke ikanani a honolulu
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I was walking down the street just the other day, just walking and hoping for the news. As I passed the street corner boys, they told me who was who. We all joined in and sang Chilang-a-Lang blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-Lang blues, come on. Chilang-a-Lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-Lang blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in many ways, and it really doesn't matter what style you choose, from the slacky to the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too, so sing along with me, Chilang-a-Lang blues, and we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-Lang blues, come on. Oh yeah, Chilang-a-Lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-Lang blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in many ways. Oh yeah, and it really doesn't matter what style you choose. To the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too. So sing along with me, Chilang-a-Lang blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-Lang blues, come on. Oh yeah, Chilang-a-Lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-Lang blues are gonna get you high.
I say, ho, oh, 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 oh.
Chilang-a-Lang blues.
I say, hey, hey, hey.
Chilang-a-Lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-Lang blues are gonna get you high.
I say, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, ho.
Chilang-a-Lang.
I say, hey, hey, hey,
Chilang-a-Lang blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-Lang blues are gonna make you fly. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-Lang blues are gonna get you high.
Nice. That's for you, Kihei. Mahalo for popping by our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Got a song for our friends in Kapolei coming up next. Kahoʻune Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with a very special guest today, Shaw Thompson, co-founder of Tihati Productions.
Yes, our dear old Shaw, the Kalihi girl. You know, Shaw, over the years you've been in Waikiki, you've seen, like we've talked about earlier, the many changes that has taken place. But one of the things I've always admired about you is no matter how busy you are with business, that you always find time for the community. And we were especially proud when Governor Lingle appointed you as a member of the Hawaii Tourism Authority, because I'm sure that comes with a lot of, happiness, but there's been, lately, I'm sure that there's been meetings that have been very strenuous on you.
Well, sometimes, and I don't think the public understands this, it's a double-edged sword, because you're not always able to do exactly what you want. It takes time. People don't understand. I think that everybody on that board really is working very hard to try to first bring tourists to Hawaii so that they can see the wonderful indigenous programs that we do have. Our own island people don't know the good indigenous programs that are presented for them. And the fact that we used to get $81 million a year was helpful, and it wasn't enough. I mean, people like in Mexico get twice as much as what we have to spend. But it is always Hawaii's people. Once they come, they're going to come back to Hawaii. Our people sell themselves. The multi-ethnicity here is incredible. They want to know how we all get along. They should come and see us behind closed doors sometimes when we get nuha.
Yeah.
But married.
Or married,
then they don't see us anymore. But I think that it's fantastic how all of the groups are able to come and air their concerns to the Hawaii Tourism Authority. It should be that way.
And I think that the Tourism Authority over the last couple of years has found a way to create a safe environment for dialogue to take place.
Finally.
Because, you know, there's always been that concern about merging Native Hawaiians and the host culture into the tourist market, and that's been a difficult task. But through your work with as president of the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association, as well as working at HTA, we're beginning to see that's happening now.
It really is, but it was a long stretch because there was great misunderstanding. I know the Native Hawaiians thought they didn't have a voice, and for a while they didn't, so they got loud. And then finally, the business people understood, not good business not to have Hawaiians. You know, you need the indigenous people there. It's finally coming home where the two are beginning to meld together, you know.
Taking a look at the tourist industry from the inside with Sha Kuʻupuaʻala Thompson, co-founder of Tihati Productions, Hawaii's longest-running entertainment production company. Great to have you, Sha.
Mahalo.
You're listening to Nākai e Walu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha kakou. Aloha to all of us. And it is kind of a kakou thing here every Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. We're sending congratulations out right now to the Wailuku Public Library. It's their 80th anniversary kahone. Do you believe that?
80 years. It's a long time.
The big party's on Thursday, but we know you're getting ready already. So our love to you, and we know it takes an entire community to keep a library alive these days. I'd like to send a shout out also to the great folks who are keeping the Hana Library going. We're thinking about you at Nakai Evalu. More music straight ahead.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Emau Coca-Cola hui e ho'umau. Emau Coca-Cola e ho'umau. Emau kana pono o ka aina. Emau ke o ka aina I ka pono.
Oh,
the way we roll every Saturday morning. Hawaiian music to get you moving and conversations with friends from the Hawaiian community. Kahaone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and we're sitting at the kitchen table this morning with a dear friend, Hawaii Tourism Authority board member, former president of the Hawaiian Hospitality Association, co-founder of Tihati Productions, Sha Thompson. Great to have you here with us.
Mahalo. Happy to be here, Noe.
You know, we've been talking about the tourist industry, how it's grown and matured in Waikiki and changed. I'm wondering if there's a different kind of tourist we should be going for out there.
I don't know that we should target a specific kind of tourist. I believe that those that come to see our people, more importantly than come to swim in our ocean, because you know, Waikiki is only 1 mile long, our beach. You can go places where it's 50 miles long. I really believe people come to Hawaii for our people. I don't know or understand when someone will either say, oh, we want only the high-end tourists. What does that mean? It means to me that if you come to Hawaii and you want to see our beautiful the scenery, how beautiful the scenery is, or if you want to see our indigenous people and how we actually live and what we eat and how we talk, and do we have a formal language? Absolutely. There are more people, more students, more adults, more children speaking fluent Hawaiian now than we've had in 100 years, and that is a fact. So when people say, what kind of tourists are we aiming for? We're aiming for those that want to come to a very beautiful, pleasant place that, yes, you can conduct business at, or if you want to come and just have a romantic hideaway, you can do that too. But I don't know that I would agree with those that just say, well, let's hone in for the big spenders. Mm-hmm. How foolish is that? And I don't think there's anybody that I know of that's wanting to hone in on only high-end visitors, you know.
What do you think about tourists attending maybe more of the community events that we have?
I know that's what we're trying to do. You know, all the bond dances, the Filipino Heritage
the luau's,
Week, the
church luau's, luau.
Church, baby luau's. Oh, heavens.
Ho'olaulea.
Ho'olaulea is always. And I remember running that for about 3 years under Stuart Ho. He and I did that. But I remember doing that as a little girl, 8 years old, 10 years old, go up the mountain, get your tea leaf and what have you, and make all your costume and then carry your skirt down and get on one of the stages with your other 50 hula sisters and your kumu there with the pu'ili. You better be on time and you better not make mistake. And for us, that was a way of life. You did that and you never got paid for it. And that we did that lovingly. And there was a time when some of them said, no, we should get paid. And I know why they felt like that. Because they were being, what's the word, kahone, when you were taken advantage for, or people thought you could sell aloha. You can't. We freely give it away if it's not taken advantage of. You know, that's just our nature.
Even today,
yes. It's a business for me, but not so much a business if it has taken away the core part of our beliefs and what we do as for a living and as a living, as a Hawaiian.
And you're saying that's what the best tourists would come here for.
I think so. Get to know us. Oh, they should see Kahoʻe and I at a kitchen table at home in Kalihi. You'd hear all the scoops.
We're talking with Sha Thompson, co-founder of Tihati Productions this morning on Nā Kai E Walu. Brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Down from the valley to the beach in Waikiki, everybody's listening to the beach, skin of me. Sound like a hula in a rock and roll style. Don't know what it is, but it sure sounds wild. I turn to Teresa and say, hey honey, what's that? She say,
way hey, oh me and slide.
Way hey, oh me and slide. Way hey, oh me and slide. Way hey, army slap. Way hey, army slap. Whoa, 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 whoa. She's a little girl from the windward side. Her mama only taught her how to hula glide. Went to a party down in Waikiki.
your heels from the floor.
Do the army, then slide for more. Way, hey, army and slide. 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 Whoa, 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 whoa.
To the left and then you cooey to the right. Call hollow in the middle, you can do it all night. Go on, go around the aisle with your hands on your hips. You do the hoochie coochie snapping your fingertips. Sophisticated hula maidens, they do it too. But then they do a little horny, then they coo, coo, coo.
Way, hey, army and slide. Way, hey, army and slide.
Snapping your fingertips. Sophisticated hula maidens, they do it too. But then they do a little on you, then they coo, coo, coo.
Way, hey, army and slide. 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 Whoa, whoa.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, well, I like.
Beautiful. That's for you, getting the yard work going there in Ho'olehua. In fact, we got another tune for our friends on Molokai coming up next, okay? Kaho'one Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa at the kitchen table this morning with Sha Thompson, co-founder of Tihari Productions.
Sha, having seven children is amazing and keeping up with the schedule that you and Papa has done over the years. But you know what you said earlier in the show about how it is important that both of you are beginning to turn over the reins of running your various enterprises within your company to your children, because that's what you started it for. And you know, we have seen your daughter, like Mokihana, blossom, I mean, into such a great businesswoman. And of course, Afatia, who's not only a good businessman, but he's become a great performer. Tell us, how do you feel about that?
You know, I was just on a 50 Voices thing, and she said, oh my, you know, you had... whatever it was, 12 children. I actually had 4 children, but the others I raised from infancy, from three weeks on. People just gave us children, whether they were hanai from our koko, from our relatives, or just people that knew us gave us children. So I really actually raised 12 children. And the number 12 just graduated from a course at Stanford. She has 8 more months, by the way, but I went up for this course to make sure she was on course, you know. Gotta make sure. My Shahati. My name is Shah, and my husband Tihati. And when her father had her 3 weeks later, he said, Hia. I said, oh, okay. But she's 21 years old now. Oh. Anyway, 12 of them, and many of them are in the company, but the three that are really older and are already handling some of the reins is Mokihana, Misty Mokihana from Kamehameha Schools. Kaho'one will be proud of that.
Yes.
She's the vice president now. She will eventually take over. She is running the island of Maui for us, but she kind of does a lot of her papa's work, which is making a lot of decisions and negotiating. Afatia's in operations. He started in, I don't know what kind of music, because I never understand the words or what he was singing, and was so loud I couldn't hear for 3 days. But he started then singing wonderful jazz music. He is also an accomplished Polynesian singer, including Hawaiiana. He has 3 CDs. But he is our operational manager, which means he makes the schedules for all the workers. And this is for almost every island. We are on every island. Makes the schedules. He has just learned or is going with his sister for negotiations. And then my Ruana is in accounting. But the Hanai that we raise are all dancing on every island. They're dancing somewhere. I don't know what they're doing. They're all working, though. I do know that.
Do you dance?
Oh, yes, but not on the show. They don't want kupuna now. I just dance for the ali when
oh,
we come
you are
town.
So glamorous. talking today with Sha Thompson. She, of course, co-founder with her husband, Jack, of Tihari Productions, the longest-running entertainment empire here in Hawaii. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Nakai Evalu.
Papa said, fill my pockets with riches, buy a big house in Bel Air, tie the knot with the Supreme Court justice, raise 2.5 millionaires. But daddy dear, oh, my wallet's half empty, I'm renting a shack on the shore. I know you want just the best for me, but I'm fine just biding my time. I'm just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sights. Long for the ride.
have some direction. Take a step, take control. Here's my two cents, Mr. Busman, drive me away. Anywhere, please. I'm on the bus going nowhere fast. I miss my stop, but it's okay. My prized possession is my Mickey Mouse watch. Whoa, I like it this way. Just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sights. Oh, I'm just along for the, just along for the ride.
Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. And that means local stations on Kauai, Molokai, Maui, Hawaii Island, and Oahu are all linked for 2 hours every Saturday morning, bringing you this mix of Hawaiian music and talk story from the Hawaiian community. Our goal with Nakai Evalu is to enjoy, of course, the great Hawaiian music, right, Kahone?
Yes.
And to do it together every Saturday morning and mix it in the classics and the contemporary music along with the ideas that we hope you can share around your kitchen table. It's been almost a year now.
Next week will be our first anniversary.
So wow. We're thinking about it and thanking you for your company every Saturday on Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer.
For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Fred Alvarado, the Mapunapuna branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. People who are smart money managers know exactly how much money they need for monthly expenses and how much they can set aside to save for their bigger financial goals. It all comes down to making a spending plan or a budget. How can you stay on track with your budget? I recommend using a checking account register to track all your deposits, checks that you write, and even the cash that you spend. This will give you a clear view of how you're currently spending your money and help you stick to your spending plan. Remember, a spending plan is there to help you make the most out of your money.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute, part of Bank of Hawaii's continuing effort to provide greater financial awareness to the community. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Start your Saturday with Aloha, Nakai Evalu, 8 to 10 a.m., sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Meet me tonight under the moonlight. I think about the things that we can do. And down by the seaside, we've nothing to hide. But there we'll both be secretly alone. You and me together. Looking for good weather. And we can make it last a long, long time. Knowing that you're always by my side. Can I take you home with me? I just can't imagine. You're just another. Believe me when I say you'll come to stay. You and me together. Looking for good weather. We can make it last a long, long time. Knowing that you're always by my side. Looking for
whisper softly, give me an answer. Or need I only look into your eyes? And I'll make you happy, you know that I'd gladly give you all the love I have inside. You and me together, looking for good weather. And we can make it last a long, long
feels about right for a Saturday morning. What do you say, Ka'one?
Been an exciting morning.
Na kai e walu. That's where you are. Noe Tanigawa, Ka'one Panoke, and our very special guest this morning, Sha Thompson.
Sha, a month ago, I guess it was, or almost 2 months now, Hawaii was so excited when we read in the paper. I know I was just thrilled. When I read in the paper how Tihati's Productions was getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. to answer the call of our island-born president to because he was making one of his changes, as he's been doing in Washington, D.C., and that he wanted to celebrate in July 4th. Instead of with the hot dogs and the hamburgers, he wanted a real Hawaiian, Polynesian-style affair. And, of course, you were selected to go. Tell us, how did that feel when you got that call? My gosh, it must have been exciting.
You know, I've said this many times, and I still can't believe it, but my secretary walked into my office, and she said, oh, the White House is on the line. And I said, really? And I thought it was one of our guys pulling my leg, so I picked up the phone, and I said, and I live in the brown house. Who's this? And there was dead silence, and I thought, ha ha, I got you back in the throat, because I really thought I was getting somebody. And there was dead silence, and then he said, this is Mr. So-and-so, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, spell it. And he said, E-B-S. And I said, oh, Ebs. And he said, no, it's pronounced Ebs. And all of a sudden, and he didn't stop there, he said, the president is throwing a luau on the South Lawn, and he would like for you to come and do the show. All of a sudden, the formality, I'm telling you, I froze in my tracks, and I immediately started to talk haole. You understand that, Kahone?
Yes.
I mean, the chin went up. I started to really articulate. I enunciated. I said, oh my God, I think this is real in my mind. Anyway, to make a long story short, we talked about 8 more times over the week, and the only thing for me was that he said I was not to make any kind of announcement. The White House had to make the announcement. And that was 10 days before we performed. For me to not say anything for 10 days about something that important was a miracle in itself.
Because I have to tell you, I was hurt. You know,
yes, I knew you would be.
I had to read it in the newspaper.
It was just, you know, they could have canceled me out. But the most important thing that I felt terrific about was when they said, oh no, they had some New York company that they hired to go find a show, and they were going to get someone from New York or D.C. or what have you. And that the president said, oh, no, they have to come from home. They have to come from home. And that was the first time. The second time I heard him say home was after he announced us on stage. And when he came off, the congressional people mobbed him, which told me, they don't see him very often either, not in that personal close-up. And so he grabbed my hand, and he said to them, hey, guys, give me a break. I got to go back to see my people from home. And together we walked towards the dressing room to see us. I don't know if I passed out or if he just, by pulling my hand, I continued to walk. But this man is so down to earth. You have to remind yourself that he's the leader of the free world and you're from Kalihi, okay? Because he's that wonderful and humble.
No kidding.
Oh, gosh.
And Shaw Thompson.
She is even more amazing, but we'll tell you all about her.
Oh, we'll have to come back with Shaw Thompson telling us about meeting Barack Obama as she staged his luau this past July 4th there on the White House lawn. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Nakai Evalu talking story around the kitchen table, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano kalei pika ke, ke ho olale mainei. Hei ni nui ko una ue ho opo mai, ilaila ko umana o. E pili aku me oe, pika poli pu me hanga. Hano hano kalei pika kake ke ho olale mai nei e ini nui ko una ue ho opo mai i laila ko umana o e pili aku me oe i ka poli pu me hana. Moani mai ko ala apuia o loko ukua e puli ae honi mauako i ka hanu anu hea honi ua wike o nauna i ho ohihia i ka mana o moani mai ko ala apuia o hanu anu hea koni ua wike o nauna i ho ohihia i ka wana o wana mai kulia ka ini o loko e ini nui ko una ue ho opo mai i laila ko poli pu me hana. Wana mai kulia ka ini o loko e ini nui ko una ue ho opo mai i laila ko umana o e pili aku me oe i ka poli pu.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
nakaievaluradio.com. Check us out on the web for past programs and links to our guests. All right? Well, it's time now for our weekly Olelo no Eau. You can find that on the web, too. And it's brought to you every week by Mobi PCS. Kahoonei.
Yes, I have the distinct pleasure this week of providing Olelo no Eau, which is our wise proverb sayings that are handed down to us from our kupuna or our ancestors, and it's something that we often read about and try to apply in our daily life. So the one that I picked, I think, is meets with the theme of our show and featuring Native Hawaiian owned businesses, like we did this morning with Shaw Thompson. And it goes like this: Laulaha ka'ai ake ahi. The ahi fish takes the hook in swarms. Said when the sea is full of canoes fishing for ahi. Also said of a successful business, customers come in swarms. So like how the ahi comes all in the schools all at one time, those are customers. And Tihati, after 40 years, have entertained many thousands of customers.
So true.
And that's our Olelo no Eau for this week.
Thank you so much, Kahoonei. You can find it, if you'd like, on our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Nani vale e kaua a o ko ula ki lihune nika ua lili Nani vale e kaua Ao ko ula ki lihune nika ua lili o ka pi o ana mai o ke anu.
Aloha! You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Shining down
Today, in days before, sun is cold and rain is warm. I know it's been that way for all my time. Till forever long ago, through the circle, fast and slow, I know it, it can stop, I wonder, I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain?
Very nice. Nice music mix today. Chanel, thank you so much. This is Nakai Evalu. About the end of our time together today, we've been talking this morning with Sha Ku'upua'ala Thompson, co-founder with her husband Jack of Tihati Productions.
Sha, you know, it's so exciting what you just told us about your experience in Washington, D.C. But, you know, recently I saw one of your 50th state messages. And I was so delighted when I saw it because you know, in your subtle way, you was making a point. And the fact that you said that you had the pleasure of sharing with the docents in the White House that Iolani Palace was the only palace on American soil, the first to have electricity, water, and most important, flushing of toilets. Tell us about that experience.
I want you to know that every docent at the White House, it's a living museum. It's not just roped off. People, diplomats go in and they sit on the 230-year-old furniture and what have you. And so that amazed me. And I wanted to say, I was a docent at Iolani Palace. Well, they didn't know what Iolani Palace was. And I said, oh, it's the only palace on American soil. Well, my group, who knows all about the palace and much about Hawaii, and I was rolling their eyes because they wanted to hear more about John Adams and our presidents, but I thought they needed to know that Hawaii had so much to offer to the other 49 states that I told them about us having, about our king going throughout the world and our having flush toilets, running water, electricity, and the telephone before the White House. And the docent said, tell us more. And Mokiana was rolling her eyes saying, they're giving us a special tour to the White House, and she wants to tell them about our palace back home. Well, I told them all about it, and I was so proud that we had something to offer that they were amazed at. Because Hawaii is very unique. We must never forget that. Yeah.
Oh, it's been a great morning with Shad Thompson. And it's we'd like to thank you for joining us once again this Saturday morning. Kahone, Vicky Holtakamini will be back next week. And we'd
and
like
so to- will you.
After that. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you with much... much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Mahalo.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach. Others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs, from keiki to kupuna. Through its distance learning program, adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or find out about our special Huaka'i offer. For high school learners, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Applications will be available on September 15th. To find out more about this program or for application information, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Stay connected by following KSDL on Twitter, Facebook, or sign up for our newsletter. Come check us out at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start learning online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.